Thursday, August 28th, Memorial of St. Augustine. The first reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 7 through 13. We have been reassured about you, brothers and sisters, in our every distress and affliction, through your faith. For we now live, if you stand firm in the Lord. What thanksgiving, then, can we render to God for you, for all the joy we feel on your account before our God? Night and day we pray beyond measure to see you in person and to remedy the deficiencies of your faith. Now may God Himself, our Father, and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen our hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all His holy ones. Amen. Haydock Commentary. St. Paul is saying to them, "The news that you stand steadfast in the Lord reanimates me under all my sufferings and, as it were, raises me to life again from the shadow of death under which I am placed. Oh, that I could see you to complete the work of instructing you in the faith which I have begun." Though epistles in absence give great comfort and help to confirm the faith once delivered, it is by preaching that the faith of Jesus Christ and true religion are both begun and accomplished. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 24, verses 42 through 51. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on his arrival finds doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is long delayed,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." Haydock Commentary. That men might not be attentive for a time only, but preserve a continual vigilance, the Almighty conceals from them the hour of their dissolution. They ought therefore to be ever expecting it and ever watchful. But to the eternal infamy of Christians be it said, much more diligence is used by the worldly wise for the preservation of their wealth than by the former for the salvation of their immortal souls. Though they are fully aware that the Lord will come, and like a thief in the night, when they least expect him, they do not persevere watching, nor guard against the irreparable misfortune of quitting the present life without previous preparation. Therefore will the day come to the destruction of such as are reposed in sleep. So says St. John Chrysostom. Of what importance is it then that we should be found watching and properly attentive to the one thing necessary, the salvation of our immortal souls? For what will it avail us if we have gained the whole world, which we must then leave, and lose our immortal souls, which, owing to our supine neglect to these admonitions of Jesus Christ, must suffer in hell flames for all eternity?